Spellbound is a femtastical actual play D&D podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
Or maybe she's just distracted by her new crossbow toy, you know.
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwana-Caruza.
Who sent you? Who sent you?
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz.
Let's play, witches.
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Happy New Year, listeners. Here's hoping 2021 treats us better than 2020. Knock on wood. Today, we have a very special episode for you. As I said last time, we have a guest joining us for this episode and the next. And that guest is none other than our dear friend and patron, Justin Barron. Justin is the one who introduced me to D&D in the first place. He GM'd the first campaign I ever played, and that's how I became friends with Kelsey, who plays Delalia in this podcast, and Ryan, her husband, who voiced Nacreous Gale a few episodes back. It's also how I became better friends with some of our listeners, like Chloe and Jake. If we hadn't played that original campaign together, not only would this podcast not exist, but Kelsey, Rebecca, Lydia, and I would never have found each other as friends. So thank you, Justin. Also, a big thank you to everyone who signed up to be a patron this December. Thank you to our newest patron, PG Miller, and thank you to Sean Pierre for upping your donation to get us to that fifth goal. You guys, you did it. There will be a non-legally binding wedding for Lydia and Yas, her cat, and once we figure out the details, we'll let you know what's up. To everyone who became a patron in December, we are very excited to send you your thank you card artwork and your stickers and coasters if you signed up for the second, third, or fourth tier. Remember, it's never too late to become a patron. Patrons of the podcast have access to our pregame podcast chats, work in progress artwork, early access to finished artwork, video clips, and more. Current patrons will have access to our full pregame chat with Justin for this episode. So if you're interested in hearing more from Justin, make sure you sign up to become a patron today. You can become a patron today by visiting patreon.com/spellpod. When last we left our heroes, they'd made the decision to head north towards an unknown forest in hopes it would be the right place to plant Kildora's godseed. With new gear and a new goal in mind, our heroes are leaving the safety of Mayrill for the adventure of the unknown. What will they find on their journey through the mountains? Let's find out. I will see you in the story.
What a deep, manly voice. Justin Barron.
Deep and manly.
Manly voice.
Manly voices brought to you by...
Hey, Justin, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, yes. What you do, where you work, your hopes and dreams.
I live in Kansas City.
Missouri?
That's right, Missouri.
The better part.
I grew up in Kansas, actually.
I do too. I hate it.
Like Superman, so there's that.
I didn't know Superman grew up in Olathe.
Yeah.
Hey, they never say.
Well, you know,
I thought it was Wichita.
There's not really a Smallville, Kansas.
Yeah. Did I just dox you? I think I did.
Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for that. It's a good way to start off your first
safe
guest.
Space.
Apparently not.
So I work at a place called Mission Board Games. It's a fun little game store. Support your local game stores. And that's fantastic. And I've been working there for about, 8 months or so. It's gotten me through the lack of theater because I'm also a theater artist and there hasn't been much of that going on. So yeah. And then I hang out with a lot of these fools and play some D&D sometimes. So that's that. I'm currently finding joy in season 4 of My Hero Academia. If anybody else watches that.
Is it a cartoon?
Tell me about it. Because like it's showing up all over my feed.
I was hesitant because I'm hit or miss with a lot of anime. Yeah, but this one, actually, I fell in love with pretty quickly. I'm a big superhero fan, though, as well. So it's just, it's basically like everybody in the world has what's called quirks, and they're basically just like little mutant superpowers. And there's a wide variety. Some of them are just kind of quirky and dumb, and some of them are like intense and like world changing. And so with that, you know, obviously people either like use those powers for evil or for good. And then there's a little hero school that the main characters go to, and they're learning how to become heroes. And that's the gist of it. But it's great. It's great. I check it out. It's on Hulu.
Justin,
or whatever.
I just realized that you painted Delalia's boobs and butt.
That's what
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't he paint
I
all
know. I had to shade them too.
I feel so weird about that.
So that they,
wait, I can't believe that. What?
I want to look at. I want to look at your painted boobs.
That was something that.
And her, I noticed her butt because it's good. Like
I didn't design for the record. Rebecca's the one who clicked like the little button on Hero Forge and made the booty button go like all the way up.
Well, it makes sense that Delalia's booty would be popping. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's always running.
Active.
So. Running, she climbs trees.
Mm-hmm. She always does the like spy movie, like, you know, the thing where she's like slurking in and stuff. So she's just doing lunges all the time.
Slurking.
Yeah, that's the technical term. Slurking. Mm.
You wouldn't understand. You're not a ranger. It's fine.
Classic.
I should certainly.
I also designed my character in Hero Forge today.
Let me see.
And that's where I spent like an hour of my time today.
What does he look like?
I know the girls are very excited to meet your character. So
I forgot I've been mad at Emma all day.
But you wouldn't spill the beans.
Justin, is there anything you want to share with us about MC Who or?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sure. Yeah. Yeah, I have a podcast called MC Who. It looks like it's Mick Who, and a lot of people call it that, and it only slightly irks me, but that's okay.
If they listen to it, they would know it's MC Who.
Yeah, it's a play on MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But yeah, on there, my co-host and I, Andy Perkins, we basically have an hour and a guest and a random roll of the die to create a Marvel superhero from the like the lesser known world of the comics, mm-hmm. I guess. And so
it's very cool.
Kelsey and Emma have both been guests on there, and we'd love to get Lydia and Rebecca on there if y'all are interested. So
I know very little about comic books, but
that's okay.
I'd never heard of my person before.
I'll understand. Otherwise, I'm lost.
You can rescind.
listening wise, you know, people probably want to like comic books in order to enjoy the show. You don't have to by any means, but that's kind of the listener base. But as far as the guests that come on, it's honestly usually more fun if they don't know anything about comics. So you just gotta, you know, just be a storyteller, which is what you guys all already do. So
it's all good. We do.
I love your podcast. So that's that. I think that's all I had to plug. I have a YouTube channel called Nerd Nachos, but I haven't done anything on there in like months.
It's good though.
I've depleted my energy.
Well, you do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. You got to make sure you get that good self-care in there.
I know.
Lots of bubble bath.
Right. Every time I get online, I suddenly see you like on another project. And I'm like, when does he sleep?
Yeah, I don't sleep a lot. Yeah. But it's worth it. I just love having creative projects, especially if I'm doing them with friends. So that's my segue into thanks for having me on this show. I'm very excited because I do love listening to Spellbound.
So last time our heroes set off, they decided to leave the Forest of Mayrill in search of a specific place. And this is not a spoiler for Justin because he listened to the last episode. They are looking for a place where they can take the Godseed, Kildora's Godseed. So heroes, it is midday
last time we were together, you had woken up, you said goodbye to everyone in Silvale, you visited Waheya, and then set off from Waheya's tree. Sorry, not Silvale, from Afwanid Hood. Thank you. And then you set off from Waheya's tree. So it's about like, let's say like afternoon, like early evening afternoon. The sun is still shining in the sky, but it's a nice day. There's like fluffy white clouds rolling along. It really feels like spring today. It's been kind of rainy so far. Delalia. So I want to check in with Delalia. So as your group left the forest of Mayril, how did Delalia feel?
As we left Mayril.
Yes. So you guys have left the safety and the protection of the forest of Mayril and headed towards the Stone Cold Mountains.
I would say that she sort of feels like she's going on a vacation, like a road trip, where it feels the same, but it feels foreign at the same time. So like she recognizes stuff, but she's lived her entire life in Mayril, so it's noticeably different.
And what is she wearing?
She's wearing that like sort of like fitted cargo pants with lots of pockets and like tactical things. They button, and a like a heavy ribbed like shortish turtleneck shirt, and then boots, black boots, and a little hat. Like a little stocking cap, and her hair's in a braid.
Is she wearing her gloves or her cloak?
Yeah.
Or is she saving those?
Yeah, she is wearing her gloves, which like go up to almost just below her elbow. And she also has the cloak tied around her neck as well. Yes.
Awesome. Felix and Princess Thea, you guys have left the forest of Mayril and you're headed towards the Stone Cold Mountain Range. I guess I should kind of give you guys a little flavor, but I didn't really write any of that. So what do you guys, how do you think your characters felt as they were leaving the forest?
Thea's apprehensive as per usual, but feels good to be with her friends and to have her brother back in the baby Bjorn thing, which he is definitely writing in and probably getting used to by now, whether or not he'll admit it, and is looking forward to going on an intentional journey, not one where she's running away from something or trying to find her brother who might be dead. So we're at least she's in a better place than she was the last time that they set off.
Yay! Awesome. What about you, Felix?
Felix is feeling apprehensive, a little tense because something that we forgot to mention in the thing was that Waheya said that she thought that the black nastiness that's in the river and everything is coming from the north, and he knows,
and flowing down,
and Felix knows that his hometown is up north, and so he's a little concerned about. He's been gone for a year. He doesn't know what's been going on up there since then. So he's kind of nervous. And also the fact that he's kind of going up into the mountains. He's kind of going off into the unknown with his friends who he's come to care about. And he's just very nervous. Very, very nervous.
So as your characters leave the forest of Mayril, that's when there's like a very perceptible shift in like the atmosphere. The forest of Mayril is a little bit cooler, a little bit more shadowed. Once you're outside of the forest, there's a little bit more sunlight because you don't have the trees to really block the sunlight. So it's a little bit warmer out here. You decided to go through the mountains, and so there isn't really a specific road that you're traveling down. So for the past couple hours or so, you guys have been kind of wandering up and down hills through some kind of rocky-ish terrain because you're going into the mountain range. When we catch up with you, you guys are headed towards the mountains. You've had to kind of go up a little bit on our beautiful map that Rebecca made, it shows that there is some room between the river and the mountains, but in real life, it's not like perfectly smooth. So you guys have definitely had to like kind of like walk up a little bit and then walk back down. And so it's been a kind of a day. As you are walking along the river, you start to hear. So as you guys are walking along the river, Porvita, you start to hear a sound from off to the east from you. It sounds like a rumbling or a thumping. Everybody, all of the Felix Delathia, Thea, roll a perception check.
15.
13.
I got an 8.
All right. So yeah, Thea, you're not sure what's going on over there. You hear some weird noise. Delathia and Felix, you hear this rumbling and this kind of thumping, and you can tell that there's some sort of large creature or maybe multiple large creatures off towards that east direction.
What was that?
It could be something dangerous.
Yeah. Felix kind of gets low and he's like, get down. Everyone, be quiet. Get down.
Maybe I should go check it out. You two stay here.
Alone? By yourself? Wait, I mean,
I'll have Lorne with me. I'll have Lorne, obviously.
I could just send like a little like light person over there.
Send a little light person. Yeah, he could just check it out by himself. He can go invisible.
Lorne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Lorne, we want to make sure you're able to make informed consent here. We heard something really scary over there that could kill you. But we'd like you to check it out if you could please turn invisible and be as safe as possible. Your life means more to me than my own.
And Delathia, you sense a feeling of warmth, like the feeling of hugging a kitten or a puppy. Lorne sends you that feeling.
Yeah, I am your kitten.
And he, in a blink, he disappears, and you guys wait a moment, and then all of a sudden, you guys get a little flash of a vision, and you see, he's not up close to the creatures that he's seeing, but he can tell from where he is. You can see two large animals butting heads with one another.
Like a goat?
We do like a
check to see what it is.
Sure. Roll an investigation check or perception check. I'll be nice.
Thanks.
Well, I see nothing.
I keep losing my page. I need to separate my stuff. 18 for perception.
I got a 15.
I got a 6.
And damn it.
As we would expect.
That's our girl. Are you rolling a D6?
No. But Lydia, what do you think Thea's doing? That she's not very perceptive right now.
I think she's very sleepy.
I mean, she's very out of her element.
Or maybe she's just distracted by her new crossbow toy. You know?
Oh no,
toy!
Should you just call it a crossbow toy? Young lady, that is not a toy. That is a dangerous weapon.
I know. It's fine.
Felix and Delathia, you can tell from this vision, it looks like off in the distance, but still close enough that you can tell what it is. There are two giant goats fighting with one another.
Oh, okay.
Do we need to get Ramsels out of here?
No, I don't.
Why would we need to get Ramsels out of here?
Oh, there's two giant goats. That's what the Rumbles are. They're big, giant ones. Big ones that are giant.
I don't. Thanks.
It's pretty much the extent of my knowledge about them. Fighting. They're fighting.
We should probably keep moving. And Ramsey's he's not like agitated or anything, but he is hearing a noise. And so Felix just kind of grabs his reins and just kind of holds on to him.
And I'm going to,
just in case,
I'm going to summon Lorne back with my signature whistle that I do for him.
and you do that. And a couple moments later, and he's
that's him
sitting
doing coming.
And you can see him and feel him. And he looks at you expectantly, Delalia.
And I give him a treat.
Yay!
Move that from my inventory. And I say, you are so good, and I'm so proud of you.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Right, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving.
And he nuzzles against your cheek, Delalia.
And we do little, like, little tiny kisses on our mouth.
I hate you.
That's so cute. What do you guys do?
We're going to keep moving.
Keep moving.
Okay. Thank you for your intel, Brosif.
So you guys keep moving along. You keep moving along down the path. And as you continue to walk, you hear up ahead, there's also a rumbling sound coming from up ahead. But this one seems a little bit bigger.
Are there more goats?
Yeah, what's the goat situation out here, Felix? Like, is this going to keep getting more?
I mean, these are mountain goats. These aren't farm goats. Like, they're completely different.
Well, Thea's going to try and perceive what is ahead.
What?
You're all welcome to roll a perception check.
Oh, now she rolls
good. I just
good.
Did.
She just rolled a 19.
And I rolled a natural 1.
But I rolled a 19, right. So...
Delalia, a fly, like, no, like a big dragonfly just, like, smacks you in the face.
So anything. Would I roll perception with advantage? Because I know goats. I don't know. These are different.
Sure. Goats. You can roll perception with advantage because you know goats.
Because I know goats. I am the goat man.
Okay, either you know goats or you don't. You don't get to have it both ways.
Well, I don't get it anyways because both of those rolls were shit.
Yep.
I got my options are a 1 or a 5. So...
So Thea is embarrassed about being distracted by her crossbow, so she's focusing really hard. So you guys are fine.
Perfect.
Yeah. So Felix,
after the dragonfly smacks Delalia in the face, she acts like reels back and smacks Felix in the face.
Delalia.
Sorry. There's just like it hit me in the face.
Why is it every time I'm around you, I end up bleeding?
Yeah, that's fair. Now you know what it's like to be a woman.
And Thea,
or a person with a uterus, I apologize.
And Thea, as you are focusing very intently, you can perceive that it sounds like something big is falling from the sky and hitting the earth.
Oh.
It sounds like something is falling out of the sky and hitting the earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any more details than that?
I don't, but should we... avoid it or check it out?
Let's check it out. Consider my curiosity piqued. No? Are we not?
Yeah, let's go.
Last time we checked it out, we found Lauren and we saved that baby owlbear, so...
Yeah, Felix is just kind of focusing on his nose that got whacked, so he'll just follow along at this point. He got hit right in
the
schnoz.
What could be falling out of the sky, though?
So let's go up sneakily so that whatever it is doesn't fall on us?
Do you need me to use healing hands on your schnoz?
Oh. I don't think I got damaged. Did I?
Okay. No.
No, he was just more caught off guard than anything. He's just like, am I bleeding? Am I bleeding?
Everybody roll a stealth check.
Oh, no.
Your character can roll a stealth check too, Justin.
Is he falling out of the sky?
Stealthily?
I guess we'll find out. I'm so surprised. I got an 18, guys. This never happens.
Good job.
Why are you suddenly rolling so good?
I got an 8.
I got a sub.
Justin, for some reason, has advantage.
I'm turning it off right now. It shouldn't be an advantage.
So he's not
Justin,
sneaky at all.
Are you going to take the 9 then, since that was the first one?
Yeah, take the 9.
Okay. So Delalia, Felix, and Thea, you proceed forward. Thea, paint us a picture. Thea did really well. What's going on?
Well, she's feeling real confident. She's, you know, she's done a lot. And so she knows that she tends to be fairly clumsy. So she's just like paying real close attention to where she's putting her feet. And also she's got extra responsibility because she's got dashing strapped to her front and a crossbow on her back.
That's
so
true.
She does not want to trip. And so she's just paying a little more attention to her appendages than normal.
I'm so proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Delalia and Felix got a 7 and an 8. So what's happening there?
I think I'm trying to clean up Felix's nose, but instead of it like being helpful, Because like I'm like, oh, this, it could be something that could smell this blood. So I need to make sure that we're kept safe. And so I've got like a little a leaf and like a scrap of cloth. And I'm like sneaking and also like trying to stick things up Felix's nose and therefore falling around and making him fall around.
She's like partially suffocating him. And so he's just like...
And as you approach a clearing up ahead, everyone can take a look at the map.
Whoa!
Thea, you see up ahead of you, you see multiple things. First of all, you see a figure, because Justin's character did not roll a high stealth roll. You see a figure standing in the clearing ahead of you.
Oh my God.
Justin, can you describe your character for us and introduce us to Journey?
How tall is Felix?
He's four even.
Okay, so shorter than Felix. You see a about 3 foot, maybe 3.5 feet, maybe. But you can't tell if it's because they're hunched over or not. But he is covered in like robes and whatnot, but with a long staff that's like maybe twice his height. And you see there are dark gray and brown feathers just kind of scattered all around his body. Two strong bird-like claws standing on the ground. Talons, if you will. And and then some white feathers around the face, as if giving him a bit of an aged look. lots of gray, a little bit of brown, and then just like a lot of white around the head, as if his hair has gone white. Just a simple robe, maybe some kind of pouches and whatnot hanging off the belt, dirt and grime all over the place, and do I notice them?
Roll a perception check.
Okay.
We're being pretty sneaky.
Or actually, wait, what's your passive perception, Justin? What's Cherny's passive?
13.
He definitely perceives Delalia and Felix, and so by association will perceive Thea. So yeah, you notice that a group of adventurers comes upon you in the clearing. Justin, have Cherny roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh god.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Let's do that. Well, not great. I got a 12.
All right. So as our heroes enter this clearing and see this tiny, tiny, is it Arakocra? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I guess I could have described that a little better. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's an owl Arakocra. A-A-R-A-K-O-C-R-A, I believe is the right spelling.
So as you enter this clearing, you see this little owl person sitting, standing in the clearing, and just as you approach, you hear kind of like a whoosh, and then from above, specifically you three see a giant rock hurtling towards your party, descending from the sky. It lands with a big thump, like 5 feet away from where Cherny is standing. And Cherny, you are almost hit by a rock just now.
Oh my, oh dear. That's not good at all. That almost hit my little head.
I'm going to run over and check on him.
Yeah, Felix is going to pull out his shield and he's just going to yell, "Keep low!"
Oh, greetings, travelers. Hello there. Careful, it's raining rocks over here.
Are you okay? Why is it raining rocks? Is someone attacking you?
Well, it would seem so, but I never like to jump to conclusions.
Do you know why that would be happening?
Yeah.
Wow, these are a lot of questions. Very good questions, too, I might add. But I unfortunately don't have the answers to many of them. Most of them. Well, any of them, actually.
Let's, yeah.
Yeah.
Continuing to stand in the rock spot might not be. Yeah, let's go under maybe a tree. Under a tree?
Well, that's great advice. And Cherny, like, slowly starts to kind of, like, walk with his walking stick wherever you're leading him.
Would you like to ride?
What's
would
that
you
now?
Like to ride instead of walk? I just am concerned about speed.
Oh, no, I'll be all right. Thank you, though.
And it's one of those where, like, you're trying to respect their independence,
but at the same
you're,
time,
like, behind them, and you're like,
I feel like,
like, trying to push them a little bit.
Felix is gonna, he's gonna go next to Journey, and whose name he doesn't know, and, like, he's gonna hold the shield over his head. He's gonna be like, go ahead, we'll catch up, just go. And he's gently pushing the older man, the older owl along. Like, kind of hurrying with a step a little
Felix
bit.
Felix says that, everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
See if we picked him up.
Why do we have to respect people's boundaries?
There we go. Yeah, why do we have this rule? Oh, I'm good. I got a 22.
I got a 19.
I got a 4.
Oh, that good luck could only last you so long.
A 15.
All right.
So I'm dead.
No.
You're just flat, Thea. Like Flat Stanley. We can roll you up and mail you in like a tube.
So
that's all I've ever wanted.
Thea, or Delalia and Felix and Cherny, you guys all rolled well. So Delalia and Felix and Cherny, what do you think happens? Felix, you're with Cherny. What do you do with your 19?
I think because I'm guessing that a giant rock is coming towards us and that is what the throw was.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Felix, like, there's this giant shadow just kind of, like, starts looming over the group and just starts getting bigger. And so Felix is, he's going to shove Journey one way and he's going to jump the other direction. And just, we're not going to Prometheus this. He's just going to.
And Delalia, with your 22, what do you do?
I grab Ramsey and I tuck and roll. Yeah, I grab Ramsey and tuck and roll. It was an instinctive. I assumed you'd have your own ass.
Why would you assume that? When have I ever been dexterous?
So yeah, grab Ramsels and just like noodle up, and he's like the filling, and I'm the manicotti, and we just like somersault away, and it looks cool.
It does look cool. Justin, Cherny rolls a 15. He gets pushed out of the way by Felix. What happens next?
Well, I guess because I feel like Cherny would want to help anyone who is still in the way, like Thea, but I guess there's not really a way for
I'm
me to
so
do that.
Sorry, I forgot.
If Lydia rolled a 4, right? So.
Yep. I assumed that Delalia was going to get Thea.
Well, you know what happens when you assume, guys.
Sorry.
I think Cherny just kind of goes with the flow, I suppose. I suppose just he lets Felix kind of push him out of the way. And he kind of like stumbles a bit and sort of, oh. And I think he just like steps right away, right out of the way of the rock as it lands, maybe.
he just like Mr. Yeah. Magoose slowly and barely out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Funny.
And Princess Thea, as your friends duck out of the way, you look to your left, you look to your right, you look up, and you realize you're the only one still left. And as the rock comes down, it lands right next to you, Thea, and it actually knocks you back onto your back.
Okay, good.
And you take 1 damage because you hit your head on a rock and it hurts.
Ow.
Princess!
Oh, that looks...
Thanks, that looks, guys.
Mighty painful.
Yeah, I'm...
You should definitely be careful where you're going around here. It's raining rocks, did you
Felix
know?
Felix runs over and checks her head. Are you okay?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Do you want...
It's okay.
Here, I'll dab something on it.
No, 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 no dabbing. I have magic things on my... thing. Just give me a minute.
And look how empowering that is for you.
This is not a teaching moment.
Everything is a teaching moment.
That face.
Speaking of teaching moment, Justin, how do I make it so that you guys can move your tokens? I thought I had this all figured out. All right.
It's an annoying thing.
Can everybody use their icon? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So where were we? Oh, yeah. Thea almost just got crushed by a giant rock.
Kelsey had to walk away. I know which one is the character and which one is the person, I promise.
What is reality?
I just gotta say, I'm so excited you're playing an Aarakocra. Like, I've never been in a session with an Aarakocra, and I'm just like, yay.
How do you
I've never been an Aarakocra, so I'm pumped.
Oh, Kelsey's not here. I just realized that.
Mom in the car is like, shit, we drove off without a kid.
Yeah, that was that.
How do you spell Jiri?
How do you spell what?
His name.
Oh, his name is spelled T-C-H-U-R-N-I. That's my sign language.
That was wonderful.
And it's churny.
Churny.
Churny. Like you're churning butter. But you're just without the G.
On a journey.
I thought it was like journey, like the band.
All right. So Princess Thea almost just got smushed by a rock. Delalia, did you run to her? Is that what happened?
No, Felix ran to her.
Okay.
I'm wanting to immediately investigate what this is. I want to know what's falling on us, why. I see the pattern currently of these two rocks. That's all I've got right now. Any more deets that I could roll for?
Roll a perception check.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's going to be a natural one for me, bro.
I can roll a perception check.
Delalia, that same dragonfly comes back.
The same fucking one.
And it's like after you at this point. Like it's in your hair.
I whack at it and ask it. Oh. Wait, no, I want to catch it. Oh. Can I catch it?
Oh.
Sure.
Okay, I catch it. And I look at it in the face and I say, who sent you? Who sent you? Oh, wait, I'm going to do speak with animals. Who sent you?
Oh, my. Are you questioning that dragonfly?
Just a moment.
You're quite intense there with a helpless little creature. I think it was just maybe wanting to.
Excuse me, I'm having a private conversation.
Leila, this might not be the best time. Can I roll?
Does it respond? Does it say anything to me?
It says, "You will never defeat the dragonfly."
I say to the dragonfly, "I mean you no harm. But I will mean you a lot of harm if you don't stop flying in my face when I'm trying to investigate stuff. Do you understand?
I have children.
Great. Then let's have a truce where you leave me alone, please.
Hey, you better watch out. There's another rock coming this way.
Thank you. And I let it go and I say, run, duck.
Everybody make a dexterity saving throw with advantage because you got a warning.
Yay!
Yes. Not wasted spell.
Oh.
13, 16.
Mm-hmm.
22. What the fuck?
22.
An agile bird. All right.
It's a spry old man.
So that rock comes flying down from up above. I think everyone is able to notice since you guys had the advantage to move out of the way in time, you notice as it comes down this time that the rocks seem to be coming from the same direction. They're not coming from straight down, but rather coming down from what looks like up further in the mountains.
Oh.
Who's throwing those?
It looks like it's coming from up there in the mountains. Maybe it's from Morgoth's rutting.
That's not how that works. So
What?
DM.
Oh no! Oh, go ahead, Justin. Go ahead.
Would I know what might be causing this? Have I ever encountered something like this before?
Sure. Let me text Justin so that nobody else can hear.
Sweet.
So Justin joins the game, and suddenly it's awful.
So now we have now we have secrets with the DM.
Fun boundaries. We're loving those.
I'm just trying to be more like Matt Mercer. Come on,
I
guys.
I can respect that desire.
I hear that.
Kelsey. The rage in your eyes.
Okay. So I think Cherny says, well, travelers, what brings you to this area?
Can we? I'm sorry.
We would love to talk.
Can we not be where the rocks?
Well,
are?
I'm walking this way. Would you like to?
We're going to join you. But if we could also learn more about the rocks falling down mercilessly.
Yeah, we could do that both at the same time.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fun.
You know where these are coming from?
Loving that.
Well, these things have a way of revealing themselves when the time is right.
That is wonderfully vague. Okay, let's go.
Sounds like something that
I just, you know, I'm a little tired of things revealing themselves by knocking me in the head. So if you know something.
Do you have a safe place we can go to?
Cherny is walking, like, kind of, again, I mean, like, slowly, kind of just like. Like a little, hobbling old man, in the direction of the rocks, being thrown. And he says, "Come along this way."
Alrighty. Are we going toward the falling rocks,
guys. Just look alive. Pay attention. I do the like hand motions again. Like we're gonna look up here, 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 and listen to my cue.
What's the clue? Wow. What's
if you see or hear the rock coming, say I, and then we'll all know to get out of the way.
Couldn't we just say rock?
Sure, whatever you want to say, but let's not.
Okay, let's go. Let's
not do that. I'm the one that knows about this.
You're right. You've never failed me before.
I love it.
Sass.
Wow, there's a real team dynamic happening here. You all seem to know your way around dangerous situations.
We do.
In a few situations.
It's impressive. And you are the team captain, I take it?
Well, I mean...
Who are you talking to?
Well, the one giving the orders, I suppose.
Oh, me? No, I'm not the team captain. I'm just really good at being sneaky and avoiding danger.
Well,
I'm like the czar of being sneaky and avoiding danger.
I see.
But we're all equals. I'm dramatically older, but definitely we're equals, yeah.
Wonderful. So, again, I'll ask, what brings you to this area?
All right.
And everybody make a dexterity saving throw. You guys didn't move!
I thought we were moving! I thought you were walking.
You're walking.
We're walking.
That's okay.
17.
You are in danger.
And this is not with advantage, walking. Correct?
Oh,
oh yeah,
sorry.
This is not with advantage.
Then I got a 16.
You got a 14. 16, 14, Felix. 3 for Felix. Felix. Wait, Felix, you didn't roll with advantage.
Well, I thought we were doing it without advantage.
13. Yeah, it's not with advantage. So yeah, so Princess Thea Delalia and Cherny. Oh no. So I
DM, this is up to you really, but it's not exactly what the ability is meant for.
Oh, really?
So you would have to okay it.
Okay.
But I do have the ability deflect missiles, and
that'd be cool.
I was wondering if I could help Felix out since he helped me out earlier.
I Makes will sense. Allow it.
So.
Lydia's face.
So yeah, I think as the rock, did everybody else dodge it?
Yeah, Delalia and Thea are able to get out of the way because Thea, you know, is listening to Delalia and Delalia is doing her hand signals, but Felix is left out in the open.
Okay, so as this large rock is
coming down, like as Cherny is speaking mid sentence and everything, he's like, well, it's just that I don't see explorers like you out here too. And then he like does like a kick flip off of his staff. He like basically takes his staff and like pulls it in the ground and then pulls his body up, and you see his wings like unfurl. They're a little damaged. They kind of unfurl and they're kind of like a little like
wonky.
Wonky, thank you. But as he does that, I think he like right as the rock is coming down, he just basically like steps as on it, basically kind of like just spinning it out of the way like 2 inches to where it doesn't hit him and Felix. And then he like lands on the other side and just keeps walking, finishing his
sentence.
Are you
a monk?
What's that now?
Like Felix is just kind of on the ground like, are you a monk?
Well, I guess that's one way you could look at it. Sure.
I knew following you was the right choice. That's why we made this choice, right, Lorne? Anyway.
What?
Well, let's keep moving.
Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter, here. As always, I'd like to take a moment to thank you, the listener, for pressing play. I'd also like to thank our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwinick-Haruza, and Sean-Pierre Ringgold. As always, just a reminder, if you share Spellbound on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and tag us, or use the hashtag TheSpellPod, I'll put your name on my NPC naming list. It's important that you tag us or use the hashtag so we can see it. So gently caress that share button if you too want to become a part of our femtastical Spellbound universe. If you'd like to communicate with us, maybe to ask a question or talk about the latest episode, please reach out. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at The Spell Pod. If you want to connect with Justin Barron, our guest today, you can find him at Nerd Nachos on Twitter. You can also see Justin DM if you visit Ghostlight RPGs. Justin was the DM of our first campaign with Ghostlight RPGs, formerly Ghostlight Gamers. That campaign was called Childish Things, and we played a group of sentient toys in a post-apocalyptic world. We stream on Twitch Sunday mornings, but all of the episodes are on YouTube. You can find them, watch them. You can enjoy the entire campaign from beginning to end. And if you like it, then make sure to check back in February when we start our 2 new campaigns, one of which will be DM'd by me. Now, let's get back to our story.
Before you were asking me about my monkhood, I'm not exactly a traditional kind of monk. I'm more of a simple follower of a simple creed. Not many others like me that I've found, at least. But there are a good many who believe in the same things and follow the same God and whatnot. And
what God do you follow?
Oh well, the Shepherd, of course.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
New mayor.
New right. mayor.
Yep. One of death.
I always call him Talus.
No, Talus is the other god. Oh. Numer is the non-binary
oh,
god.
Oh, Numer is a they, them. That's like still spooky.
Yeah. That's
one
I'm
not
looking
the god
to
of death, though.
Oh, yes. The god of death is one way to put it. Sure.
But Also good things.
Color me intrigued. Have you spoken with Newmare?
Have I spoken with Newmare?
Yeah. Do you have a way to contact them?
In a way.
But like...
In fact, sometimes a little dragonfly comes and smacks me in the face, and that's it's a sign, I believe, from Newmare.
Oh.
Saying, hey, pay attention.
Well, the Newmare must be richly alive in this valley.
Felix is,
I would say so.
Felix is trying not to...
Sometimes... Sometimes, they're right. Sometimes a god is talking to you and, well, you need to just be listening.
I do want to let Newmare know something important. So, if there was a way we could, like, discuss that with Newmare, let them know that there's, you know, possible ruin... some pretty high stakes going on, their sister living inside of my body, like that sort of a deal is something I would share. But if we don't have that ability, I get it and I'll move on.
Sure, sure. Well, it sounds like you have important things to be dealing with. I'm also on an important journey, heading up this mountain here. So perhaps if you help me out a bit, maybe I could help you out a bit and maybe get you in touch with Newmare or whatever it else it was that you said. I wasn't honestly listening.
I understand. I can tell.
Looking at this very interesting bark right here.
Wait. Sorry, bark aside, why are we going up the hill?
Yeah, what do you need help with?
Journey falling?
Oh, well,
did I ask you your name? What's your name?
Oh, yes. Well, the name is Cherny.
Ah. My name is Delalia. Nice to meet you. Anyway, what are we
Delalia.
Doing? Yeah.
Delalia, very nice. Well, that's a very nice name. I like it a lot. And what's your name, young man?
Felix. Felix Beck.
Felix. Yes, well, I appreciate the help earlier from all of you, really. And you, madam?
Oh, my name is Thea.
Thea.
And that rabbit is dashing.
Yeah, this is my...
He is quite handsome, that's right.
Rabbits.
Oh, hello there, little friend. I didn't realize you were...
Yeah, there's an enchantment. It's fine.
I see.
But he's fine.
He's fine. And
I'm a prince.
Okay.
No, Dashing, you know you...
And we value him so much, don't we? Yeah. Shut up.
He needs to know I'm a prince. You guys didn't tell him I was a prince.
And yeah. Who is this magnificent creature right here? Kind of petting Ramsey.
Oh, that's my companion, Ramsey.
Oh, well, and he's kind of like doing like some sort of like veterinarian analysis on Ramsey, just like making sure, like checking the hooves.
And, yes.
If Ramsey allows him to.
Yeah,
I think
Ramsey's is like kind of like the fuck is this guy doing? But at the same time, he's kind of used to it at the farm, so
kind of. Cleaning out some stuff from the hooves that were kind of stuck in there and whatnot.
Oh, he enjoys that.
Cherny seems to know
his way around,
his way around an animal. Around a goat, yeah, exactly.
And this is Lorne.
Just coming out of your decolletage
yep,
there.
Right out of the decolletage. Yep. Yeah, he is a companion for now, but we respect his wishes if he needs to move on at any point.
Sure, sure. It's not very often you see someone like him.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you from?
Oh, a little bit of here, a little bit of there. I'm what one might call a nomad. Don't have necessarily a... well, everywhere is kind of my home, I suppose.
Have you been to Mayrail before?
Have I been to Mayrail before? Let me double check my little memory card here.
I'm just going to remind everyone that Thea is watching the sky, so we cannot be...
Oh, okay, cool. Thea's watching the sky.
It's great that you say that, Thea, because you see a rock hurtling towards your party. Rock! Everybody, roll dexterity saving throw with advantage because of Thea.
Oh, thank God.
Good eye, Thea. 22.
14. Not doing hot.
All right, everyone is able to get out of the way of the rock this time. So you guys are down here towards the bottom of this mountainous area.
and the rock actually lands in the pool, a little pool of water right now. Except it's bigger than that. The rock actually lands in a little pool of water right next to you.
That's
and
a big
it sprays rock. It sprays you all with water as it lands.
Does it cause a hurricane or a
tidal wave?
Okay, maybe it's not that big. Maybe it's like that big. There we go.
Okay. Where are these rocks coming from?
Oh, well, I think we'll probably find our answer if we just keep on walking the path.
Should we be going towards the thing that's throwing things at us?
How else will you get your answers?
It's true.
I mean, you've got a point.
We could whoever's doing it or whatever's doing it and protect creatures like ourselves, Journey, that water.
Perhaps, but perhaps the creature is... has every right to throw rocks. Well, we don't know.
And as Turney says that, you guys hear a loud, thunderous rah! From up higher in the
There's
mountain.
A really medium-sized cat up there.
That does not sound friendly at all.
Maybe it's got something stuck in its foot. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's throwing.
I mean...
That's a good chance. That's true.
Okay, I hate
can
Journey.
We just be stealthy and
what
aware?
What if I accidentally poison Journey?
Maybe.
I think it's really just Kelsey hates me.
It's fully personal.
Can we just try and move stealthily and purposefully and watchfully toward that noise and figure out what it is? And if we need to run away, we can run away. But just I'm tired of rocks being pelted at us.
I have an idea, and I'm not a fan of it, but...
Great. Let's hear it.
In a large group, we are easier to hit.
Oh, separating,
maybe
yeah.
We should spread out a bit.
Okay,
let's just,
well...
We'll split into two groups.
So you think it's... Whatever this is aiming at us.
Well, it has almost hit us multiple times, and it's roaring, so I figure it's probably something that can see us and wants to hit us.
It's mad.
Can we stay in pairs?
Yes, absolutely. No. We're staying in pairs. Completely. We are staying in pairs. But I think we should split up to make it a little harder to get hit, and that way maybe we can make a little faster progress.
That's a fine idea.
Okay.
Journey, do you want to pair up with me? I'll protect you.
I have no doubt.
Come here.
You just pull my token
No,
over.
I can't. Oh, guy.
There he is. There we go. So, Felix, I guess that means it's you and me.
Yeah. Felix is going to hop onto Ramsey, and he's going to ride him because he'll move a little faster. Honestly, goat does better than
Perfect.
I do.
Wonderful. He is going to put dashing down on the ground so that he can kind of be like, if something happens, he's a rabbit, you know. She's going to say, stay close, please.
Okay, whatever.
All right. Well,
why are we going towards the rocks again?
Hey, remember that thing, that conversation that we had about trusting me?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be it. Now, shush.
And we're over here now.
We'll stay on the outside of the switchback, and y'all can follow close behind.
Yeah. All right. Everybody that's trying to move stealthily, roll a stealth check. All right. So, Churney got a 17. Princess Thea got a 15. Felix got a 7.
Delilah got a 22.
Yeah, I'll go with the first one. Actually, well, Felix, you can take the 14 from earlier since that was the first one anyway. Yeah. I mean, if we ever roll advantage by accident, I just always go with whatever the first number is. So you got 14. All right. So you guys are able to move pretty stealthily up this mountain. And as you move upward, you hear again a roar, and you hear like a thumping. And then this time, as you get closer, it, in addition to the actual roar itself, you can make out some words. It sounds like there's something talking and perhaps in a language you don't understand. But then you hear it say,
find,
oh my god, voices,
find snow, snow.
Felix is gonna, pull Thea close, and he's gonna say, if I tell you to run, I need you to promise me that you're gonna run. Don't stick around for anybody. If I tell you you need to run, I need you to promise me that you're going to run.
Okay, just promise me that you'll be okay.
I promise, okay? Just please.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, stay close.
Hey, she holds up her pinky.
Just stay close.
Journey, it sounds like this guy needs snow. Do you have access to any snow we could bring him?
Well, not here. Maybe farther up into the higher mountains there might be some snow, but I wonder why he wants snow. Let's go ask him, shall we?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We keep moving.
Journey's just gonna keep moving, like, towards the direction of the voice until he can find him.
All right. And yeah, so you guys keep moving. So as you approach the higher ledge of the mountain, you can see something now. What at first you may have mistaken for part of the mountain actually seems to be a creature. Everybody go ahead and roll a history check or nature check.
13.
24.
Thea likes the library.
Oh. 6. Jesus Christ.
Felix, you're just a little too short. You can't really see. You don't have a good view on it. Delalia, this seems familiar, but Cherny, since you and Thea rolled the two highest scores here, Princess Thea, you've, again, as always, have seen like a sketch of this in a book you were reading before. Cherny, you know this from experience. This is a mountain giant, which is something that I kind of took from old D&D and then made into my own thing. So this is a mountain giant. It is a giant creature standing. I have their height and weight now. You see a giant creature that stands 16 feet tall and looks to be about 1,000 pounds. He's a big boy, thick with gray rock for skin. Basically, he looks like part of the mountain just came to life and started walking around. He has some trees and whatnot attached to him, a bit of greenery, much like Master Woodward, but he has a sort of viney, ferny beard. And as you get closer, you see that he picks up a rock and he looks underneath the rock and then growls and then throws the rock behind him. And this one goes soaring over your heads and it lands in that pool again down at the bottom.
When that happens and it so like clearly isn't pointed toward us, I make the like looking at my eyes and looking at Felix's eyes at him and then like indicate, look, news is different now.
Felix is going to have to move to get closer because apparently I'm still too short. It's too big a ledge. So Felix is going to get close, but he's going to be a little freaked out when he sees it.
Journey is going to walk right up to this guy.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, just ask him what he needs. Oh, hello there, friend. You're a mountain giant on a giant mountain. Look at that.
And he turns around as he hears you, Cherny, and he looks down with a kind of confused face, and he says, "You go! Go!" And he grabs another rock and he throws it, but you can tell, Cherny, that he's not aiming to hit you because it lands about 10 feet away from you and you're close enough that it would have been really easy for him to hit you if he'd wanted to.
Sure. Without moving, Cherny says, "Well, now that's no way to get your way. You want snow? Would you like some snow?"
Snowden?
Snow?
And he hears you say the word snow and his eyes get big and he says, you know snow. You have snow? And he takes a couple strides towards you. Give snow. Give snow now.
Well, now let's not blow our temper.
No! And he yells really loud and shakes big fists into the air. And he like in his in his emotional state, when his arms come down, he accidentally smacks into a tree and it just topples off the side of it.
That poor tree.
Felix runs in, grabs Thea and pushes her behind him. And he's just like, "Journey, get back!"
Well, it's all right now. He didn't mean to do that, did you?
I think he's just...
Well, what's your name, friend?
And Cherny, he looks at you a little confused again. He says, Drungar.
Drungar. Well,
Drungar.
I'm Cherny. Nice to meet you. This is, these are my friends,
Delalia. This is Lorn. Drungar, we would love to help you.
Find snow! Give snow now! And he takes another step forward, Delalia, closer towards your party.
And I say, there's snow up there. We have to go get it. Do you want to come with us?
And he looks at you, Delalia, and he shakes head. He's saying, no, snow not here.
What?
Find snow.
Why is the snow not where you think it is?
And he looks frustrated and confused, and he speaks again, but it's in this kind of garbly rock language that, unless any of you guys speak giant.
Do we think this guy's a beast?
He's not a beast. He's a giant.
Could snow...
I know. I specifically had to find creatures that aren't all beasts or animals.
Ghost whispers to Thea, could snow be a person?
Thea was about to whisper to me.
Beat you.
We bonk heads while we're trying to whisper.
We're both just like, it's a person.
Well, it sounds like maybe the ice caps are melting and climate change is real. So maybe we should do something about that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we've been experiencing that as well.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, maybe this has something to do with the Smelly River and, you know, Sylvale.
Yeah, we know that especially in this direction, there's something happening to the world, to nature. It's getting destroyed and we're trying to resolve it, I guess. It's sort of on a list, our to-do list, so.
As you're speaking, Delalia, this Drungar gets really frustrated and he takes another rock and he throws it towards you. And it lands like just behind you and then bounces down onto the second level. And he says, you go now.
I think maybe we should go.
All right. Let's leave Drungar be for now. And Drungar, thank you for the information. Perhaps we'll find some snow for you. All right.
We'll let you know.
We'll leave.
Snow! Find snow!
And I want to ask Lorn, like, is there anything you could say to Drungar that might help?
And Lorn looks at you curiously, and Lorn considers, and then Lorn kind of crawls down your arm, down your leg to the ground, and crawls towards Drungar, and he looks up at Drungar and is like, and Drungar looks down at Lorn, and Drungar softens a little bit and says, oh, pretty pet. And he reaches forward towards Lorn with a really big rock hand. And I think Lorn gets a little freaked out by that and like scurries away back towards you and climbs back up you. And that seems to make Drungar more upset. And he clasps his hand and he says, pretty pet, I won! And he gets really frustrated. And this time he slams both of his fists into the ground, making two big holes in the ground.
Thea's gonna send some dancing lights his way. And just kind of send him in like a soothing sort of... Am I getting this confused with prestidigitation again?
No, you're right.
No, I think you mean that.
Yeah. Here, Thea, roll...
performance?
Let's see. Yeah, like maybe roll performance for this.
Okay. So yeah, she's gonna try and send like some pretty dancing sea glass lights. Like maybe he'll distract him sort of up towards him and like off behind him so that it distracts him from them.
And Thea, when the dancing lights surround him, at first he looks surprised and kind of like swats a second. But then as they continue to dance in a very soothing way, he seems to calm down a little bit and he says, oh, pretty, pretty flower. And he kind of reaches towards them and follows them as they move around. He seems to really like the dancing lights.
Let's get out of here before he pays attention to us again.
I think that's a very, yes. I think that's a very good idea.
Cherny nods. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cherny starts, leading, I guess, around the giant up the path.
Oh, so you guys are going up the path?
Oh, shit. I sent those lights behind him.
Oh, my God.
He's going this way.
Okay. I'm going towards where my objective is.
All right. So that would mean that you were going to keep going towards him and up. Oh.
Okay. I'm going to try to sneak around him.
Everybody roll a stealth check. See if you can sneak around the distracted mountain giant.
Do we get advantage since he's distracted?
Do I get advantage since I've never been here before and I'm not familiar with the area?
You guys get advantage because he's distracted. Yes.
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 20.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Justin. Justin, that's intense.
I rolled two natural ones.
Double natty.
Justin's double natty.
Not even a natty.
If I may. I think Journey
just dies.
I think he successfully sneaks by with the rest of them. And then he stops and turns around and says, "And one more thing, Drungar."
And Drungar is looking back at you guys, looking back at Cherny now. Everybody else was able to sneak past, but now he's looking back at Cherny.
Sometimes a little please and thank you goes a long way, I'll tell you. So, if we find the snow for you, I just hope that you'll be grateful. That's all I had to say.
Snow!
Yes, we'll get your snow. And then he turns off.
And starts
walking away.
This time, Cherny, Drungar is really frustrated and he is going to swipe at you. My first attack from Drungar. Let's see. But Drungar rolls a 3. So does an 11 hit?
No.
All right. So yeah, Drungar tries to swipe you, Cherny, but you are just like super, super easy, as if you're just like doing a little dance. You just kind of hop, skip, and a jump away from his hand, and it barely even ruffles your feathers.
Now, Drungar, that's the opposite of what we said. All right. Swiping is not going to get you snow.
Why don't you
sit here, look at the pretty lights, and we'll be back, all right? You have my word. I'm a friend to many. And you.
I'm not mentioning any names, but some people.
What are you going to say, Thea?
Can I press to digitate? Or is he too, like, attentive for that to work?
You were able to get across without being seen. So yeah, if you want to press to digitate something, go for it.
I'm going to press to tid.
One more time.
What are you pressing?
Prestidigitate some faint musical notes directly in the opposite direction of where we are.
All right. So yeah. You prestidigitate some musical notes, Princess Thea, and Drungar hears this music and goes, "Huh?" And he turns around, and I'm just going to do this. He turns around to look the opposite direction at where the music has gone. He is distracted by the music. He's looking around like he's looking for a source of it.
Go, run, Cherny, now. Get over here.
Stop talking to him.
Yeah, Cherny turns around and says, well, all right.
Quickly talking to the giant.
He starts walking towards them.
We all just make a lot of like consonant sounds whisperingly. Yeah.
Awesome. So you guys continue up to another map.
And if I may, while we're journeying here, Cherny will kind of walk next to or nearby Thea. That was a mighty impressive little trick you did back there.
Oh, thanks. It's just a. Something I've been kind of working on. That flip did was very impressive. How long have you been able to do that exactly?
Well, just something I picked up along the way, you know. I was once a great warrior, we'll say. But, time does this to all of us. Nothing to fear.
You were a warrior?
May I ask where you learned such skills?
Out in the wild. Befriended man and beast alike. Learning how to fly like the dragon flies and learning how to jump like the toad.
Do you ever give direct and succinct answers?
Well, it's funny you mention that because...
You know what? It's fine. I take it back. Let's just walk in silence and enjoy the scenery.
Oh, well, all right. If you insist.
Look, runes.
What? And as you guys continue up the side of the hill, you come upon an opening in the side of the mountain. It looks like a cave, the mouth of a cave. All around you are different rocks. Like some really big, some are actually kind of pretty, like pretty big quartzes and stuff. Mm. You see like a bunch of little things that aren't necessarily popping up in our map, but like you see like swords that you can assume were from warriors that maybe came by here and didn't make it out, or bits of armor. Mm. You see flowers. You also see there is like a hive. Over here, like attached to the side of the mountain, like a big giant hive. And as you approach, you see kind of like flying in and out of that hive are some bees, but they're not just regular bees. They look like butterflies.
Flutter bees?
Well, that's a cute name for it too.
That's adorable.
Here we are.
Here?
Oh yeah, do you want to say the name?
Well, I was going to call them butterbees, but I like flutter bees. So we'll call them flutter bees.
Well, here we are. And Cherny just walks right over to where that hive is and starts getting to work. He's kind of methodically, this is not his first honeycomb expedition, but he starts to kind of pull little bits of it, you know, kind of like getting some of the honey and whatnot, kind of like, you know, gently kind of like playing with some of the flutter bees as he goes. And if you'll allow me, I guess I'll finish doing that.
Can you roll a sleight of hand check?
Oof, not great. 9.
Cool. All right. So yeah, you're playing with those flutter bees, Charney. I think you get a little too comfortable and one kind of like boops you on the tip of your. On the tip of your, I guess you don't have a nose. Lands on where your nose would be, and then it gives you a little like love bite before it leaves, and leaves a little bit of a tiny little bump.
Oh, you got me there, little fella.
Did we come up here for fucking honey?
I mean, it's
he turns around with his jar full now, or at least half full or something.
Yeah, let's say it's half full.
Okay, and he comes back. Well, I'd say that was a job well done, everyone. Good job.
Question
complete.
So,
there's a cave.
There's a cave.
There's a big menacing cave with swords.
Oh, wow. Would you look at that?
Looks like a bit of a destination. Do you have any knowledge about this cave?
Do I have knowledge about this cave?
I roll an insight check.
17.
You can assume that this cave probably belongs to the giant. Probably belongs to Drungar.
Looking at the runes around the side here, looks like maybe this is a mountain giant's cave.
Mm. Wait, did you just take honey from that big angry mountain giant's cave?
Oh, I don't believe that's his honey. Simply the flutterbees, honey.
Can I roll on the runes? Like, is that giant? Like, is that written in giant?
Sure, you can roll in the runes.
I don't know if I'll know anything. What would that be?
Are they territorial?
They are. I mean, we should actually probably get out of here. Maybe I shouldn't look at the runes. Maybe we should just run.
And as you say that, you hear
oh, I hate when
I think he's back, fam.
I get really tired of being right sometimes.
Oh, hey, what are you doing with my shiny?
Oh, well, I suppose he's talking about the honey.
Yeah, so you did take something he didn't want you to take. Cool.
Well, to be fair, this does not belong to him. This all belongs to the not Earth, but to the world.
This is the world, honey. Got it.
This is mother world.
Okay, instead of debating about who the honey belongs to, maybe we should just run.
Throngar mad!
And he's gonna take this rock and he's gonna throw it at Thea, dashing and churny. Ooh, and he rolled a 17!
How will our heroes survive their encounter with Drungar? We'll find out next time on Spellbound. Songs in this episode include Spellbound and Spellbound Part 2 by Vin Svept of Bandcamp.com, Scheming Weasel, slower version, and Pippin the Hunchback by Kevin McLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io, Thea's Theme and Memory Song by Krista Poyman, all other songs by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios, all sound effects from Zapsplat.com, links and license in the description. Until next time.
But it's okay. So I have a dice method, which is new dice. I do test rolls. And if they don't have entirely good rolls, they go into the training box with all of my good dice. And then
so they
all
can
that,
learn.
So they can learn how to be good rolls. And it works.
That's so cute.
Becca, you are a witch. You didn't know it, but you are. That is some witchy crystal
shit.